Kids with O. I'm O, your host, and today's theme will be about growth mindset, because I think everyone should have a growth mindset every time, not a fixed mindset. But you're probably thinking, what is a growth mindset? Well, I got an answer for you. Mindset is when you're not open for change. If, say, someone wants to do something but you had other plans, you didn't do it. But it's not just about that. It's also you're not really thinking positively or as positively as you could. You need to always be open to new things, and you need to always try to be as positive as possible, even if you're in a bad situation, like a relative has died. Yes, it's okay to mourn. There's nothing wrong with that. You've lost a loved one. That's good. Not that you've lost a loved one, but then you've mourned. It shows that you did love them. But overall, as soon as that's done, you shouldn't think of it with it's us losing another person in the family. No. You should think of it as a new chapter in your life and new possibilities. And that's pretty much what a fixed mindset is when you are not, and a growth mindset is when you are being positive. And that's today's theme, growth mindset. I was talking about fears and the fear of failure in the last two, and this is sort of continuing on this, because you need to be able to treat it. And if you're bullied sometimes or someone says something mean, you should always think they're doing the wrong thing, not me. So don't let that get to you. Maybe once, sometimes you are doing the wrong thing, but you should really know if you are or not. I mean, I'm not going to be responsible for if you get into any trouble or anything, but what I'm saying is you should be responsible for yourself, and that involves you having a growth mindset. Breathing definitely does help. Say there's someone who's being really annoying, they don't know they're being annoying. Why don't you just like sit down, take a breather, and tell them it's a bit annoying in the nicest way possible, and they'll probably appreciate it more than you shouting at them and saying you're the worst friend ever, you're so annoying, because they will find that harsh and then it will make them upset. So growth mindset is okay, and well, not okay, it's extraordinary, and every single person, I believe, can achieve a growth mindset where they really try to go for it. There's a Class Mojo thing, which I'm not sure. You might not have heard of Class Mojo. It's a free website, so check it out. It's just search Class Mojo or Class Dojo on Google, and you'll find this monster, and he does like videos. There's like videos on it, and one of them was growth mindset. When doing the research, I did look at that, and the growth mindset aspect of it was, so he was the director of a play, and he was getting really frustrated at people not doing exactly what they wanted him to do, and then he gets kicked off, and that was an example of a fixed mindset. But then he discovers all about growth mindset and opening your mind, and then he comes back and he realizes he should be a bit more important, and he takes a breath every time something like that happens. So that was a really nice story. To appreciate you guys, you've been amazing with all the support, and you haven't even said anything, but that doesn't matter. Every play puts a smile on my face, and it's really nice that I'm not getting any Q&As, but the nice thing is If I was, I would probably get some hatred as well. So I'm happy that you guys haven't sent anything hatred, but I would sort of like you to answer the Q&As. But I do not mind. If you don't feel like it or you don't have an answer to my question, that's fine. Things like online stuff like that, you shouldn't make that like change your feelings or emotions. I'd also like to say that we got onto the Spotify Wrapped, and more specifically an advert for Spotify Wrapped, and it was just like someone scrolling down on Spotify, and then I paused it, just not on purpose, I accidentally paused it, and there it was, our podcast, my podcast, but it's ours. You guys help support this, and you guys help keep it going. So it's our podcast. Our podcast logo on there for a split second. It may seem like nothing, but that's a lot for me. And also on this different podcast website, I cannot remember what it's called, annoyingly. But we've got featured as new and upcoming. Yeah, hopefully they don't know we're over a year old. But maybe that is new. And finally, let's get into the breathing exercise. So I want you to find a quiet space and sit down. Cross your legs, close your eyes. We're going to do breathe, hold, out. So, breathe in through your nose. Hold for 5 seconds. 2, 3, 4, 5. And out. In. 2, 3, 4. Out. In. 2, 3, 4. Out. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I've had a blast making it, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.